Yo, my name is Barry Simon, and right now I'm on a big up Daddy Fridge and Mr. T. And the G-Force sound, woo, woo, woo.
G-Force, no partial, listen me, I say, yeah, man. Barry Simon, come kill him some more, quick, fast.
I'd like to tell you a story about what G-Force can do now. What G-Force can do, yeah. Listen, man. When G-Force touch, the veins flow now. People everywhere, now stop bawling for more, cause everybody knows about the dumplings that we got for you, you. Hear the crowd whisper, it's so nice, so nice. Mother idiot sounds I play across the way. Listening keenly to every double we play, yeah, now. And as he watched us from the corner of his eyes, he knew this move of his was so unwise. Ooh, ooh, G-Force killing out of sound tonight. Oh, yeah. G-Force killing out of sound tonight. Hey. Now you could see none of them was ready. Oh, no. They had to make their move anyway, no. Not even thinking of the consequences, oh no. Had to kill them quickly, yes. Oh God, I'm easy. Cause this elector guy, his face was looking oh so mean. As if any time he would create a scene. So gently we pushed them away. Ooh, they could not spoil the play, no. G-Force killing out of sound tonight. Every time
G-Force killing out of sound again.
Hey, this is Daddy Fridge and Mr. T from lightningradio.co.uk, and right now I'm here with a legend. He is well known for his romantic lovers rock style of singing. He was born in St. Mary's, Jamaica in 1955 and began his career in the 1970s. He joined a band by the name of Zap Pow in 1975 and then went on to the release of his debut album, Soul Reggae. I'm lucky to be here with none other than the one and only Mr. Barry Simon. Welcome back to the UK, and thanks for giving us your time today here at lightningradio.co.uk.
Giving thanks, man. Enough love. Nice to talk to you again. It's about the second time, right?
Big up each and every time, Barry. First of all, I'd like to start off by asking you how Barry came into the reggae music scene, because I know when you were growing up, a lot of the radio stations that you was listening to was coming from overseas, and it was not reggae that you were hearing. Explain some more for us, please.
I was brought up in a Christian home, because most of the homes in Jamaica at the time when I was growing up in the 70s was Christian oriented homes. Same. Made so by the British. Yeah? We had to have a church on almost on every corner. Be Presbyterian, Anglican, Baptist, you name it. We had more churches. And bars where people go out to drink. So when somebody comes out from the church and is going home, it was almost like mandatory. You had to stop at the bar and have a little thing in the name of the Lord, just the same. Yeah, so that's the kind of life that I grew up in, right? And in the 70s, while I was still young, I had always wanted to be somewhat of a singer like Elvis Presley. You know? My father never liked it much, but my mother was always for it. She would do anything for me to do what I like best. You know, just don't do wrong.
Yeah.
But back then, to my father, it seemed that people in the music business weren't paid, you know, what they should have been paid. So he didn't want his kid to grow up as one of them people who had to work and fight for his pay. And so he was against my being a singer.
Okay.
All right, so, you know. It's a hell of a story, which double door fridge, I don't think I could. I don't think I could explain it in one out of you.
Let me move on to your Harmony House label. It's seen some big names on the label. Now tell us how the label came about and where do you get time to run a label and get artists on with all your touring and everything else that goes on?
First of all, before I was doing tours, I had enough time to sort myself out and in the form where I was wondering all along, what good is a label? Because I never knew what a label stood for, excepting that your song was on the label. So I said, well, to me it seems like the producers have something wonderful going with labels, so I must find myself a label.
See?
Yeah. And out of just that thought, I said, my label will be called Harmony House. Harmony House meaning, from the early stages of my career, I never actually wanted to be an upfront person, upfront singer, upfront character. I always wanted to be a harmony singer, the person behind the scenes, singing all the beautiful harmonies to enhance whatever the lead person is. And I did a very good job of providing that kind of harmony to all the different singers, even Dennis Brown and lots more.
Yeah.
I used to provide 3-4 parts harmonies for them, and so I thought, yo, this label that you want to build, call it Harmony House, because then I thought of myself as a house of harmony.
Okay.
Yeah, I could sing whatever harmonies I wanted to sing, so yeah, out of that came Harmony House.
Alright, talking about your Harmony House label, one artist that you gave a break to in 1999 was Ja Cure. He went on the label and you brought him to tour Europe. What attracted you to this young blood?
Voice. Difference in voice. He had a kind of voice that every now and then, every far now and then, you hear a voice like that, you know, a voice that when it echoes, it echoes your sadness and your weakness and your everything, you know. It's just that kind of voice that can tell you almost what's happening in your life. And I figured that this little brethren don't even understand what he has. So I usually have a name for that kind of gift. I call it blessing.
Yeah.
So I always wanted to have mostly blessings in my house. So I took Jacqueline. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about your album, A Moment in Time, with tracks like I Feel Good, which is big here in the UK, also No Goodbye. They're just two of the album out of the 16 tracks which are featured. What are your goals and aspirations for the Moment in Time album?
First of all, I make songs as a reflection of what is happening around me at the present time. So for me to say to you, this album is all dedicated to this and dedicated to that, I would be a liar. I make songs as they come, so I never have a particular concept for an album. I usually make the songs and allow other people within my association to pick some songs that they think is fit for this project or whatever they want to call it. But as far as an album is concerned, the concept, I never think of a concept. I just think of every song as a part of this life I'm living at this present moment, you know?
For real.
So,
okay, everyone loves it. It plays in every dance, the
and
song.
I appreciate that. let me first express that I appreciate every time that we put out some form of material. When people, you know, when I hear people singing songs, I think to myself that this mission is almost accomplished. You know, so let me say that I want to thank everyone. I wish I could shake everybody's hand individually, you know, for appreciating that which comes out of me, you know, in the form of music. Yeah.
Now, talking about the song, I Feel Good.
You feel good?
I feel more than good right here with you. Doing this interview. Yeah. We've always known you to be one of the best songwriters, Beris, but where did the lyrics come from for I Feel Good?
First of all, let me explain to you that I never regard myself as a songwriter. And I give all credence and all the love and respect to all the folks who take your time to actually sit down and write songs to make sure that people in the world are satisfied with your thoughts. I never sat down and put pen to paper and say, okay, let me think for the people. I don't do that because I always regard myself as a person who see myself as the man in the street, you know? So while you're in the street, you have a tendency to feel what people out there feel. You know, you don't have to ask nobody. You're one of the people. And sometimes you're one of the poorest people. So for me to express myself musically and for the people to love it is because it's actually that I've been there. So, you know, writing songs, I give thanks for the writers, but for me, I'm vibing songs. Yeah.
Well, let's see you vibe I Feel Good. Give us a couple of lines out of it, please.
I feel good, girl, when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a... And if you ever been to a reggae show and are a reggae dance where people are dancing and thing then, and you understand the bubbling and all them thing them, and I feel good cause your perfume isn't loud that only I can talk about. Now you have this little lady and her perfume alone with her kill everybody. It's just provided for you. It's personal, you know. Hey yo son, you have to live the live to understand what I give.
Beris is full of lyrics. Let's play I Feel Good right here on lightningradio.co.uk.
All right then.
Oh, what a night. What a night, what a night. Oh gosh, what a night. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good cause your perfume isn't loud and only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. You feel like velvet rubbing over my skin, and when your hair dances on the chin, wish we were alone, baby, just the two of us. Yes, every move you make gives me a rush. Oh, wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind, don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good listening to the G4 sound. Daddy Fridge and Mr. T's always around. I feel good. Yo, this is Barry Salmon. I say, big up the G4 sound. Daddy Fridge and Mr. T.
You're in tune to lightningradio.co.uk and we're speaking to Beris Salmon ahead of the big Just For Love tour here in the UK, which kicks off this Thursday in Bristol and goes to Nottingham, Manchester, Wolverhampton and here at the Brixton O2 Academy on Monday the 3rd of May. Tickets are available now from www.ticketweb.co.uk and all usual outlets.
I thought tickets would have been sold off long time. That's what I thought. I know I see the promoter for the show have come in. Mr. Maestro, hey, you have to, you will people from the radio have to start sorting out these people and make them know that the thing's still alive. But him coming, my friend, hey, Barish, you need to go on the radio. Hey, Barish, you need to, because, you know, speaking in that cockney kind of talk. What would I know about? Hey, Barish, you know, we have the. If it does do a setting of a nice. Understand? Double door fridge.
All right.
Yeah.
Recently, the new rhythm entitled The Classic Rhythm was released by Flavor, and your track One Life to Live was put on the rhythm. How did that all come about?
Our producer come and have a nice rhythm, and we have the time. That's all it is. So once you have the time, and you hear a nice rhythm, the rhythm actually tells you what to say. I don't know about nobody else, but when I hear rhythms, rhythms actually tell you what to say. Sometimes a guy play a rhythm for me, and I know that what the rhythm is telling me to say, I not gonna say that, so that rhythm is not gonna go. But the next time, the rhythm come and I know it's a lovely song. So, you know, that explains what Flavor has. What is the name of the song for?
One Life to Live.
Yeah, man. We only got one life to live, and we should make no apologies. No, not you or me. We only got one life to live, we should make no apologies. If you love someone, that's what I'm talking about. This is what I've been thinking for some time now, that we're not living at all. This is when your people have a problem. About how we should be living and giving and teaching and treating is, and so on and so forth. I'm saying this to say that love won't wait, and none of us at all. Say love won't wait. You can hear it calling, love won't wait. So you grind and double do it. Say, come on.
Talking about new projects, what are you up to at the moment, Beres, apart from being on tour?
A big man like me could be up to anything I want to be up to, because I now look no boss. I now look no boss at this stage in my life. I just want to cater to the folks who have been very loyal to me through all these years. People who have been loving my music and always staying straight and honorable. You know, I just need to just constantly be furnishing all those people with good songs, and songs made of love and songs made of reality, and hoping that even the new generation will sometime along the way adapt to all that I've said. You understand?
Yeah.
Double door fridge. Yeah, true. You have us on a good night, you know? you get a lot more out of me than the average, you know?
Well, respect so, every time.
Yeah.
All right, the song that gets everyone remembering the blues dances, when you used to dance with someone and it was so dark, yeah. Only when you came out, you would know who you were rocking away with all night. Yes, the track Rock Away. It speaks of the days when love used to regime. Tell us how the track came about.
After being in the business from 1973, which is kind of too long to even remind the crowd about, but it was from back them days when I used to listen to all the fine music that Jamaica used to produce, and the world at large used to produce, when we used to have songs that had an introduction at the kind of arrangement where when you hear this kind of arrangement, the singer never had to say nothing for you to start seeking your woman to dance, you know? The music told you everything about what this song is going to be. So you started singing all the arrangements and all these things, and you know, I find myself kind of disappointed. And I mean, I expect a change in time, you know, but not such a drastic change. You understand? Well, we lose that sweetness of the music where you have an arrangement and people can sing the arrangement and actually sing where the song starts, you know. So that led me to think that, yeah, the thing is deteriorating, you know, and we should find a way in which we can stop that deteriorate, you know. So here comes Rockaway. Remember the songs? Used to make you Rockaway. Those were the days when love used to rain. And I remember when people used to go to dances, and people used to go to clubs, and people used to go to parties, and if you offended someone by stepping on their shoes or spilling a drink or something like that, people would just see it as nothing, you know, and they would actually apologize to you who spilled the drink. And nowadays, people want to kill you for even your intention of spilling a drink.
True.
And to me, that's not good. So that to me is what I actually vibe or created Rockaway, you know?
Okay, let's play Rockaway right here on lightningradio.co.uk.
Barry Simon, and you're listening to Lightning 90.8 FM. Yeah, on your dial.
Okay, Barris, I'm sure you get asked this question quite a lot, but I have to ask you, when you were growing up, which artist was one of your artists that you looked up to?
Back in my time, there were many voices, angelic voices, you know. And then my father was a collector of rhythm and blues music. And that was not out of choice. That was because that was all they were feeding us in Jamaica at the time. Because as a colony of this great country of United Kingdom, we had to resort to most of the rules and regulations. And so I had to listen to Doris Day, and I had to listen to lots of people. I had to listen to Engelbert Humperdinck and Tom Jones, and then they were wonderful music.
My name is Barry Simon, and you're listening to Lightning 90.8 FM. Yeah, on your dial.
There are a lot of young people that are getting into the reggae music business. Do you have any tips for them?
Anything you're going into, and you seriously want to deal with that as a career, then first thing, you have to have that the little thing them call undying love for what you do. That means no matter what happened, no one is supposed to discourage you. you're supposed to know that this is what I have, and at the same time, you can't fool yourself, you know. You must know that you have something. Now, I can't encourage people who don't have no talent. But for those who have talent, hey, now make nothing stop you. So go through, man. Somewhere along the line, somebody's going to see and hear something, and, you know, you take it from there.
My name is Barry Simon, and you're listening to Lightning 90.8 FM. Yeah, on your dial.
Beres, once again, thanks so much for giving us your time here at Lightning FM. Blessed love.
Sound guy, try if you won't. Can't stop Daddy Fridge. Lie if you won't. Still can't move him. Can't move him. No, no, not at all. Yeah.
J-Force, the big sound round here. Yeah, man. It's all about Beres, some of the big artists. Time up for the big sound.
Murder now. Still can't answer now.